So how good of a listener are you? One of the most challenging commands that we receive is the one today of listening. Maybe just think of the Mass these last 12 minutes. What was the opening song? What was the opening prayer? What did we do for the penitential act? How well have we been listening so far this morning? How well do we listen? Listening is very difficult. To truly pay attention and to hear what's being said. Not simply to receive information, not simply to have an opportunity to respond or merely just share your thoughts or your feelings, but to truly listen. The word listen that's used, when it's looked at in the Hebrew, it's tied directly to obedience. There really is no difference in those words. To listen and to obey. To hear and to do. So a mark of our lives as disciples should be a listening heart, but an obedient life. That as we hear the Word of God, as we listen to the Word of God, as we encounter the person of Jesus Christ, we obey, we follow, we act, we listen. So how well do you listen? And how well do you train yourself to listen? When we look at our lives throughout the week, take away this hour for Mass and maybe your specific prayer time each day, what are you listening to? What voices are you allowing to come into your life, into your mind, into your heart, to kind of shape and mold and maybe even corrupt your view of the world? Are you preparing yourself to hear God's voice as He speaks to you? Or is His voice just one of many that gets drowned out in the cacophony of nonsense that we are bombarded with on a continual basis? It takes energy, effort. It takes devotion and intention to hear God's voice. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain. And how often in the scriptures do we hear about a mountain experience where there was an encounter with God on the mountain? So the physical structure of the mountain, we can just imagine how high it is, and that we're physically closer to the heights. But it's also quiet on mountaintops. The air is pure. There's less distraction. And maybe the terrain is a little unsteady, so we have to be a little more careful with how we're acting and what we're doing. We're more attentive when we're in those environments, which allows us to be attentive to the voice of God. Have we allowed Jesus to invite us to the mountain to hear the voice of the Father calling out to us? And we can have that mountain experience within our own hearts, within our own lives, as He calls us away from the world, away from the anxieties, away from the stresses, into that encounter with Him in His transfigured glory. We also should have that experience at Mass. So when we hear this reading about the transfiguration and the glorification of Jesus, this is what happens at Mass. As we come through the doors and we leave behind the world and we come into the mountaintop of the Mass. That's why we have steps leading up to the altar. To give us that vision that we're going up somewhere. We're going to encounter God. Are we listening for His voice? Are we prepared to hear Him? This episode in Matthew's Gospel comes right after Jesus told His followers, you must take up your cross if you'll be my disciple. He just told them for the third time He was going to Jerusalem to die. This image of His transfigured glory was to give them hope so they wouldn't despair, they wouldn't run away in fear of the upcoming cross. our opportunity, our time, our encounter with Jesus in the Mass, in the Scriptures, in our prayer time, should be that refuge from which we can be bolstered and be invigorated with hope, so that when the cross comes to us, we don't run away in fear. What happened today? Jesus touched them, said, "Do not be afraid." Fear is a common emotion, a common response for most of us. Allow Jesus to touch you and say, "Do not be afraid." The cross is a necessary part of our life of discipleship. So is the glorification. So is the transfiguration. Many of the early church writers have said that God became man so that man can become God. We will be glorified if we make it to heaven. And so this vision of the transfigured Jesus is to give us hope and encouragement. But in John's gospel, he says that he will be glorified on the cross. That's the true glorification of Jesus. When he's hoisted up on the cross, and he's naked, and he's bleeding, and he's lifeless. That's the glorification of Jesus as well as this light, this bright shining light that we had today. The glorification of Jesus also comes to us at each Mass in the Holy Eucharist. As difficult as it was to see God in that dead, bloody corpse on the cross, we have to try in the same way to see God in this bland, lifeless, seemingly lifeless piece of bread, which is God of the whole universe, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, who has come. The voice of God the Father says some of the most beautiful words. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased. Listen to him." At your baptism, the Father said the same thing about you. "This is my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased." We have to allow the Father to say those words over our hearts, over our lives, on a daily basis. The voices of the world are so loud, it's easy to forget who we are. We lose our identity as disciples of Christ, and we fall victim to the images that the world wants to give us. And if we don't know who we are, then we don't know what our mission is. Jesus knew who he was. He knew his mission was to go to Jerusalem. Allow the Father to tell you who you are, to remind you who you are, his beloved son, his beloved daughter, in whom he's well pleased. And from there, your mission will come. Your mission to go with your cross to Jerusalem and then to heaven and be glorified. Take an account this day of the many voices that you are allowing into your life. News, social media, entertainment, music, movies, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, relationships. What voices are screaming at you, trying to distort your identity? Allow Jesus to take you away up to the mountain. And allow the voice of the Father to speak to you. Hear him say these words to you. "You are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased."